College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey, this is Sean Wattman, and I'm here with
Allie Robinson
and Sherry Kavumbi.
Hey guys, welcome back from spring break. I hope you're well rested. I'm already tired because I don't know if this happened to you guys, but right when I came back from spring break, the teachers are like, yeah, like, let's make everything due today. Yeah. And they're big projects and they're 30% of your grade. And I'm like, I'm going to throw up. So that's where I'm at. How about you guys? How are you feeling?
I am in the same boat. It's just, I didn't do anything over spring break. Nothing was due over spring break. So I could have gotten ahead, but I was like, why would I need to get ahead? So now I'm still on track, but it's just, there's so much to do, so little time.
That's fair. What about you, Sean? Mm-hmm. You're a psych major. I know you had homework.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But like, was it during spring break? Because there are two types of teachers.
So technically I didn't have any homework during spring break. If I did it during spring break, I'd be in a better place. But I technically didn't have any homework during break. So okay. It's not due until like the week after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's three types of teachers. The worst ones are the ones that give you homework during spring break. Mm-hmm. The really mean ones are the ones that give it to you right when you come back. I hate that. That's happened to me. I don't know what's worse. I'm sure spring break homework is
worse. Actually, I did have spring break. Wait, I did.
Okay, there you go. That's why I'm crying.
Yeah, okay.
Oh my God, yeah. But no, my teachers are cool. But yeah, I had a pop quiz. Ooh. I've never had a pop quiz before in my life.
You said that last
But I
semester.
Did. And I was like, what?
You said that last semester.
I did?
You had a pop quiz. And then you're like, I never had a pop quiz.
I need to find the recordings. I do not remember saying
that.
You
said that many times.
Well, I guess I jinxed it on myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, now that we're back, I'm excited to be back with you guys. And Allie, you actually had a very good topic today.
Yeah, so exec board elections are due, I think, this week around like the end of the month. So clubs are holding their elections right now.
Woo!
And I wanted to know if you guys have any clubs, how those elections are going. I can talk about my experience with elections. And how just so fun it is.
Well, I mean, you kind of brought up the subject. I'm kind of curious to hear what you're going through right now.
Okay, so I am on the exec board for two clubs right now, College Dems and then Stitch Together. For College Dems, we held our election at our last meeting on Thursday. And what we found basically was that we had enough people to fill all five of our positions, but most of the races were uncontested, so we didn't really have to vote. We only had to vote for president. Yep. It was basically like if you put your name on the ballot for treasurer, secretary, social media, or vice president, that's what you got. And like, congrats. But president was contested, so we did just have to vote for that.
That's good.
And then the loser of the presidential race ended up just being our treasurer.
Oh.
So it worked, but we saw that, like, no one was really interested. We had barely enough to have an election.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and then I think the same is for Stitch Together. We're a little bit worried about finding enough people because you have to have at least a president, vice president, secretary, and treasurer. All other, like, social media event coordinators, those can be added, but they're sort of secondary to those four main positions. So if you don't have those four people to keep your club going, then that's it for your club.
Do they just call it a wrap? Like, what's the protocol if you don't have it?
Yeah, I think the club it's like disbanded.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, so you can't, you won't hold meetings.
So it's not. It's okay. Actually put on hold.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go through that. You know that whole process where it's like, oh, this is a club. We just kind of founded it or whatever. We want this to go out there. It's just put on hold.
You can resurrect the club if you want to.
But it's not easy.
It's not easy?
It's not, no.
Now, is it like a long process? Why?
Well, that word you just said.
Resurrected.
There we go.
Word of the day.
I just resurrected photography club like last year. Because
really? I didn't know that.
It was like dying or whatever. And then I just kind of.
Or whatever.
Yeah. So then I kind of just brought it back or whatever. And then now it's struggling just like your clubs, you know?
Yeah.
People. Right now we have no one running for a position. We have one. That's it.
There's one person running for a position.
Yeah, and it's like, it's the secondary thing. It's social media chair, which is the least of what we need to cover.
Yeah.
Wait, so there's no president, there's no vice? Do you need your whole board filled, or do you have some already?
We have a few people. They just didn't fill out the form, but I don't know if they're going to run again, so I can't, like, guarantee. But, yeah, we need, like, a new president, so, because I won't be here next year. But,
right.
Yeah, so, We don't have anyone.
Yeah, that's what we're dealing with, sort of the same thing. But everyone is graduating from like both of our boards, except for one person on Dems Club board is going to be president. The treasurer from this year is going to be president next year. But other than that, we're all graduating. So like it's sort of out of our hands, yeah. But like we still want to keep the club together even after we're graduating.
And I have to say, it's this like lack of motivation, this lack of interest that I'm noticing from everyone. You know, I don't know what it's about, but
yeah, I feel like we've talked about this a little bit before, mm-hmm. where club attendance is just, it's so hard to get people to come every week and to like keep coming.
Oh, for sure. And I think you guys were talking about, especially for special interest clubs, because I'm in WCU Weekly, I'm at the Quad, and it's a little bit bigger. So we were thankfully able to have people like get the positions or at least vote. Mm-hmm. But I have been in a club at my community college where it was literally I was vice president, my friend was president, and we had like maybe a secretary, and that club was like dying, and we're like, we should resurrect it. And it was hard because the attendance was just the officers. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how do you get people motivated? How? And I think it's like similar, but also a little different, just like from coming from COVID to in person. And from some of the people I've talked to, it's like, I could go to the club, but like I have class or I have this, or it's, you know, and I'm not sure, maybe you guys know more than me because I guess you guys are dealing with it now. But is there anything that you guys notice, like specifically, like why you feel the attendance is low or the elections? And
I feel like attendance is always better in the fall semester, mainly because of the involvement fair. So you're getting these new people that want to stay, like come to your club and sort of build this repertoire with your club and become like a member. And we had Find Your Work Friday this semester, but that wasn't very advertised, so I feel like it wasn't.
It was very hidden.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't.
There's like bodyguards everywhere.
There's body.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't get like the free stuff or whatever. But you're right, because I think that makes a lot of sense. When it's fall, it's like, I want to meet new people. I want to get out there. And classes haven't really started yet.
Yeah.
So you don't even really know your schedule or the course load. But then when it's like the middle of the semester, it's like, well, now I have midterms, now I have this. And it kind of falls to the wayside. And I always see it, even with like the clubs I've been in here, like we had way more in the beginning and it just kind of dwindled. So I totally get what you guys are talking about. Mm-hmm. Now, do you feel like having a different type of involvement fair would help with that? Or what do you think?
I think so, potentially. I don't think that there's going to be anything as effective as the fall involvement fair because you have freshmen coming in and freshmen make up such a large portion of like new members. But I do think it would be helpful to be able to get like transfer students away to sort of join these clubs if they're joining in the spring semester.
Oh, yeah.
And just like remind people that we are here, even though we're not like at this big involvement fair again.
I think it would be like beneficial if we had like the fall, you know, continuing that outside along with bringing it in the spring, you know, doing it both seasons.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the fall, like doing the spring involvement fair outside. Question.
Yes.
Cause I know when we come back, it's like January, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I guess it depends on like weather permitting, but I wish it was in an area that's at least a little more open or something like that. Because, like, I know it was in Sykes and it was in the ballroom, but I had to look for it.
Yeah.
Because I was giving Sean a speaker. That's the only way I knew. Yeah, you didn't bring my speaker. It's fine. Put a pin in it.
My bad.
But, yeah, he was borrowing my speaker, and that's how I found out about it. But if it's something, like, something I found, I don't know if it's that effective, but it is for me.
Yeah.
Whenever I see someone outside, because have you ever seen, like, the little tables, and someone's like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm always, like, drawn to that. But if it's in ballroom, I'm like, well, I can't see it. So if I can't see it, and then there's lunch, then I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go in there.
Yeah. I also feel like the fall involvement fair is just one day where it's all the clubs.
Right.
So it's really easy to get to. Whereas Find Your Org Friday, it was four
That's
Fridays.
Hard.
And it's just like, well, how do I want to go to all four? Do I have time to go to all four?
Also,
how do I know which clubs are going to be at which meeting? And it wasn't as effective as I think a single event is.
Why does it have to be on a Friday? That is the worst day to have it on.
Because fine rhymes with Friday or it starts with an F. I don't know.
Fun Thursday.
And I think when it is the involvement fair, it's during the week. It's not on Friday because no one's ever here on Friday anyway.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I petition like if they were to do it, I would love it if like it was more open, because mm-hmm. I have seen stuff in the ballroom where the doors are open and everything's open and people could just go in. I think that would be more inviting to the community.
Yeah.
And also to do it at a peak time of the day.
Yeah.
At least if you can't fit all of them in there, at least like do half or just do a bigger percentage in there.
Yeah.
Because if I'm just wandering, I don't know what club I'm looking for, but then I have to like look at the schedule and see what time they're there, and it's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys feel like it's different with these special interest groups versus like maybe bigger groups? What do you think? Because I know you were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, I feel like special interest groups really have to try hard to keep their attendance up because they are special interests. So you're not going to have as big as like reach as big as an audience as something like the Quad or the radio station, where a lot of people want to get involved.
Or fraternities.
Yeah, or fraternities. Something like Stitched Together. There's not. Like, the amount of people who knit or crochet is much smaller than the amount of people who, say, want to write an article in the Quad or do a podcast for the Quad or have their own radio show. And it's just, like, there's such a limited amount of people. And then if those people aren't going or showing up, and then if you take that already limited amount of people and you have to figure out, oh, who wants to run this club now?
Right.
So it's just having such a small pool of people for special interest clubs makes it a lot harder to sort of keep the club going, keep attendance high, have an exec board when your exec board is leaving and stuff like that.
Oh, for sure.
And for my dance club, like, I, you know, because it's rough.
Right.
And no one comes. I mean, also, there's like 100 other dance teams here, too, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, but, I was going to say something about that, because I feel like with the special interest, because I was seeing stuff for Stitch Together, but then I was seeing other stuff that was also like knitting and crocheting clubs, and I thought they were the same club.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess when I'm looking, I'm like, oh, it's the same club, whatever. But then I'm like, oh, they're all fighting for my attention. They're all different clubs, but they're very similar.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that just sort of comes with like the territory of people want their own clubs. They're not necessarily going to join combined clubs because they might not have the same ideas, even though they seem very similar, which it would be easier if there was just like one big knitting and crochet club. But then you have each of these clubs are sort of doing different things. And it's like, how do we decide what we want to keep doing, what we want to cut? And it's not fun.
No, I get what you're saying. It would be cool if it was like a giant umbrella, like whatever the name of the knitting club would be. And then it's like, oh, if you like this, come on these days for like this type of knitting circle or whatever the case might be.
Yeah.
I also think there's too many organizations on campus.
There's so many.
Can I be honest? Like, I'm not one to say that because I literally created a club, but I added to the mess. Like,
you added to the mess.
It's just, it's too much. There's too many dance teams, for instance. There's just like, there's too many knitting clubs and all that. There's just, there shouldn't be like, I don't know, like, how many clubs are there? There's like 350 plus.
Yeah, something like that.
And that's great, but like, if you don't have the members, it's like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So if you could consolidate and have your members all go to one meeting rather than having four separate clubs that are all sort of doing the same thing and they're all struggling with attendance.
My friend said something similar to me because I was like calling her from home and I'm just like, yeah, we have all these different types of clubs and they all intersect. It's like, well, why aren't they just one big corp, like one conglomerate? And then it's like others, because I think there are other, like Temple or some other schools, like for communication, they have like one big name and it's like a bunch of little things underneath. So I totally get what you're saying, because if some of them were consolidated, it'd be like, oh, I could just go to this meeting, but like I could go on certain days for certain things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I get what you mean. There's so many.
And I feel like every day I see a new one, I'm like, why do we need another sort of like, why do we need another one of these? Who is starting this? Do they know about the other one that we have?
No, I think I guess someone in my shoes, like if I'm looking at different clubs, because I wanted to get involved with like different art clubs and stuff like that. But then I get overwhelmed because I'm like, okay, all of these clubs do art, but like, why are they different from one another? Is it the vibes? Is it what they do? I don't know. Does one do glass blowing and the other doesn't? I don't know.
But and listen, I'm fine with there being different clubs and like the same topic. It's just, like I said, it's just that whole attendance of members. If that can improve, then I don't see any issue.
Yeah. So.
I wonder how to like get the word out more, or like how to get people engaged.
Honestly, I just feel like post-COVID, people just don't really want to go out anymore and go to clubs.
I would just, on like, my opinion, this is going to be kind of hard. I would make it at colleges a requirement to do two activities.
do it. I don't care if you got your job. Just do it.
All right. Works for me. Works for me.
No, I get what you guys are saying, because yeah. You're just like, the attendance, what are we supposed to do? I'm curious, though. Like, well, I guess you guys weren't in. Were you guys in college when COVID wasn't? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did you? I know you weren't. How was college like before COVID in terms of like extracurriculars and clubs and attendance? Was it similar or not?
So it was my second semester of freshman year. It was like halfway taken away by COVID. But that first half of the semester, it was spring. There was a lot of people. I think the only club I really went to consistently was College Dems. Mm-hmm. And there would be like 15 or 16 people every single week. So now when we get like maybe 4 or 5 people a week if we're lucky. And it's so jarring to see like how it was before. And even during COVID on Zoom, you could get like 10 people on Zoom to join the meeting.
Oh, yeah. Because like that sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you're right. I think like post COVID, since we're like, you know, coming out of that, and just from some of the people I've talked to, it's like, I'm so used to being at home, or like, well, it's so cold, why do I have to? And we're so like kind of used to that, I guess, mm-hmm. because, you know, with lockdown and everything. So that's kind of like what I'm thinking, but I'm hoping it's on an uptick.
Yeah.
I hope, like, once we continue to transition, people will be like, hey, I miss that sense of community and getting to know my school and making friends that are different from the ones that I already have. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping Stitch Together is still together.
Cross your fingers.
Cross my fingers. But, no, I get what you guys are talking about, though, because, again, like, with my club at the community college, like, that was hard. And I feel like being at a university is a little harder, because like when I was at community college, like there were less people.
Mm-hmm.
There was less people. There was less ground, because I would just spam and put posters everywhere. And like everyone knew me. So they'd just be like, OK, whatever, you can put these posters here. But for here, I was like trying to advertise with the club. And I'm like, wow, this is hard, because I have to do socials. I have to get approved for all these flyers. I have to walk all around campus. I got to like, all the tactics I would do in a smaller community is hard here. So I can imagine like putting the word out. You with your flyers, oh my gosh. Like Allie has flyers everywhere.
It's true.
That's how I knew about your club. I'm like, that is effective marketing over there.
I mean, it's the only way you can do it, really. Especially with the new club. So Stitch Together just started last semester. So we didn't have, like going into it, we didn't have really an established social media presence. I can't talk. So it was like, not only do you have to advertise on campus, but you have to build up your social media from zero and sort of get the word out through that. And it's just, it's difficult, but it's worth it.
You know, for my dance team, I just went follow.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I followed you. Well, so if you were to give anyone advice who's like stepping into the officer position now, what advice would you give them?
Good luck.
Don't be disheartened by low attendance, because I think it's something everyone is sort of struggling with. And it's just like, as long as you're sort of trying to keep your club going, people will show up. So even if you have 3 or 4 people, that's still better than zero.
And use the time to just, you know, be creative, work with others. I mean, this, even if you don't have any members, the fact that you're like experiencing working with other people, it's a great way to kind of socialize and all that. So
good resume builder too.
Yes. Good resume builder. Yeah. And if I had to give anyone advice, make it feel like a sense of community. Because I know when I was first starting out, I was like, all right, I got to be like business oriented. Like we have to have the meeting and it's going to feel more like business. And people just didn't like that. And I was like, hey, guys, feedback. And they're like, we kind of hate this. So I just made it more fun. And I know you guys do it for your clubs, too. And like, you know, once that energy is like kind of within your club, people are like, oh, wait, I want to bring my friend. Oh, can I bring my other friend? And like people just are very drawn to it. So that's mm-hmm. what I've noticed, because I joined a club on campus and I didn't like the vibes and I never went back. And it was something that I actually wanted to do. So that definitely adds to it of people feeling like, oh, can I even bring my friends here, or should I come here, or how is the vibe? So that's one thing to be aware of, I guess, when doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, thank you guys so much. Man, that was a good discussion. And we will see you guys next week.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad, and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.